I'm joined by Carla Castedo, director for Mi Familia Vota. Could you tell me a little bit about what Mi Familia Vota has been working on with other organizations like CERC?
We have been working on a rapid response network, and that entails a hotline that's going to be available to the community 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for them to report any type of ICE activity that they see. And the purpose of this hotline is really to make sure that the community is accessing a new tool that we didn't have before, to make sure that their rights are respected, because regardless of status, everyone has constitutional rights, and we want to ensure that the community, you know, can continue to be with their families, and if there's any type of activity that we are able to confirm that this activity is an ICE activity or deny such activity.
So how exactly is this going to work? Do people receive a phone number that they call?
Yes. So we're launching the hotline later on today, this Thursday, and so the number where people can call, if someone calls the number, they will be greeted by a person, a live person. It's not an answering machine or anything of that sort. They will then report what they're seeing, what's happening, and then the dispatcher will gather information, make sure that we know where the activity is happening, any information that we can gather from the person calling, and then send someone over to that region to check what type of activity is happening, who's conducting the activity, and, you know, be able to confirm or deny the activity. Part of the reason why this network was started was because a few weeks ago, many of the organizations that are part of the network and organizers themselves received text messages, phone calls, Facebook messages, in any type of platform messages, letting us know that ICE was, you know, that there was a raid in X session and in X region, and there was a lot of fear and panic in the community. And at the end of the day, when we were driving and checking out all of these regions, none of the reported issues or reported regions were real. They were just rumors. And so in order to avoid the spreading of misinformation, we were hoping that with this hotline, we can provide real-time information to the community.
Is there going to be an element of this hotline that sends out like a text or something to people in a region where a raid has been confirmed to be occurring to, in a way, like alert people about that activity?
We have a public response network as well. So when something is confirmed, yes, they will be notified. Everyone within our network will be notified. And then the public response kicks in to, you know, to let people know that there is an activity on a particular region. Yeah, that's essentially how it's going to work.
You mentioned that this isn't limited to any one part of Colorado, but the entire state. Has it been difficult to organize all of these different groups and get something that can capture the entire state?
It's definitely been a big task. And organizations like CERC, you know, that are in the outer skirts of Colorado, have, and along with, you know, Together Colorado, Mi Familia Vota, Padres y Jóvenes Unidos, UNE, COPA, we have been training over 100 people that are part of this network. And so, you know, we have people who are participating from Yuma and Pueblo and in various parts of the state, where the network does look a little bit different than in the Denver metro region. So it's been a big task, but we have every part of the state represented within the network.
And what are some of the organizations that have gotten involved in this?
So the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition, Mi Familia Vota, Padres y Jóvenes Unidos, Together Colorado, United for a New Economy, AFSC has been huge as well, and then COPA, amongst other organizations. Local 105, SEIU, is one of the other organizations that has been involved, and this is really a community effort, because when we saw all of these, you know, attacks and rumors and targeting within our community, we all came together and decided to do something about, you know, about these attacks and, the, you know, put our heads together in how to defend and protect our community. And this was one of the tools that we came up with.